Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the 2024 Royal Rumble. It just ended, and I got to say, I was impressed with this. I was looking forward to it because, I mean, obviously, it's the Royal Rumble, one of the most anticipated WWE premium live events of the year. The card featured four matches. It's the men and women's Royal Rumble match itself, and then two championship matches. We had a fatal four-way match for the undisputed WWE title, and then we had the United States Championship match. So let's go ahead and talk about it. The first match on the card was the women's Royal Rumble, and I was looking forward to this. To be honest, I really didn't know who to pick to win. In the back of my mind, I was like, they're probably going to have somebody who can service the Rhea Ripley character. You know what I mean? Like, Rhea Ripley's going to need an opponent, because I was not thinking about Dakota Kai really at all. And you know, the fact that Bayley ended up winning the match, and I was very surprised by that, because to be honest, I had Becky winning it and her challenging Rhea Ripley. So, I mean, I could be wrong, and then, you know, that could definitely still happen. But to be honest, I had Becky winning it, and then for Bayley to win it, I was very surprised by that. For her to come in as early as she did and kind of go the distance and win it all. And I was kind of, but at the same time, I figured it would be something like that, because I think Bayley's always kind of missed out on the Royal Rumble for some reason or another. I never understood why, either because she was hurt or she was the champion. So, I mean, it was mind-boggling to me that she hadn't been in one yet. And for her to win it, I think, to be honest, I think Michael Cole had said it. This was the last thing she needed to do in her Hall of Fame career. And I think she is definitely a Hall of Famer. Bayley's had an incredible career, and for her to win the Royal Rumble was just, you know, it kind of cements her legacy now. You know, there's really nothing she hadn't done yet. There were no surprises in my, like, there were no returns or anything like that. Naomi coming back was cool. Naomi coming back was cool. A lot of call-ups from NXT was really cool. Like Roxanne Perez and Tiffany Stratton. The Tiffany Stratton one really took me by surprise. You know, I had been dying for her to kind of make her debut on the main roster, even though she's killing it in NXT. And the fact that we finally saw Jade Cabral. She was a big star in AEW, and WWE had signed her, like, I want to say, at Survivor Series, but we had never seen her make her debut. And, you know, she was in NXT, she made one appearance in NXT, but since then we never saw her make her appearance anywhere. And then she finally debuted at the Rumble. And I remember when she debuted, she was like 28. I really thought, in the back of my mind, I was like, they're going to have her win it, and she could be the one to challenge Rhea Ripley. And I was like, I'd pay to see that. And you know, but that didn't really go the way it wanted. That didn't really go anywhere either. There were no returns, surprisingly. With the exception of Liv Morgan was kind of like the obvious one. You know, I was like, if she's not number 30, I'd be very surprised. Like, nobody really returned. Like, no legends. Not even, like, former. Like, the rumors were, like, AJ Lee was going to come back. I would have been surprised if she did, but I wasn't really all that interested in her coming back either. No returning legends, which by now you can kind of phase away from that. In the beginning, I could see that because you had to fill out the roster, but, you know, now you can change all that and just kind of move on. And, you know, you have a stacked roster to fill out a Royal Rumble match. So that was kind of cool to see and things like that. The Naomi's return was kind of like the only one that got me like, hey, you know, it's cool to see her back. You know, no AJ Lee, no Sasha Banks. You know, I was like, all right, I don't think we need those people anymore. I don't think we need, the hype around them has really kind of just died off now. But, you know, I think the women's Royal Rumble was probably a little bit better than the men's, because the men's was just kind of like the men's was kind of just a run-of-the-mill Royal Rumble match. The men's Royal Rumble, it really didn't have any type of returns. I was very surprised that Cody Rhodes won. Very surprised that, because I honestly had Gunther winning it, and I was like, Gunther probably gonna win it. And then when he was one of the final four or the final three, I said it's gonna come down to him and Cody, and he's gonna get his revenge for last year, and then Gunther's gonna be the one to challenge Seth Rollins. And I was like, okay, but then he's eliminated by Cody Rhodes, and then it comes down to Cody Rhodes and CM Punk, and I was like, maybe Punk is gonna win it, and we'll see how that goes and things like that. So, and then but Cody Rhodes won, and he became the fourth man in history after 25 years to win back-to-back Rumbles and things like that, which was kind of cool. That was an all right match, but when Cody Rhodes won, he pointed at the WrestleMania sign, the pyro went off, and then he turned around, because I thought an interesting thing was about during the men's match. Like, they did it during the women's match too. Like, during the women's match, it would cut backstage to Io Sky and or no to yeah to Io Sky and I don't know why I said Dakota Kai earlier. It would cut to Io Sky, and it would cut to Rhea Ripley. They'd be sitting backstage watching the Royal Rumble, seeing like who's gonna be it, who's gonna do that, and things like that. But during the men's match, like, the women were backstage, but during the men's match, they would cut to Seth Rollins, and it would cut to Roman Reigns. They were in the audience, like, they're not like sitting among the crowd, but they're like sitting in a suite watching the Royal Rumble as it happens, and things like that. And then Cody Rhodes wins the Rumble, and then he does his little tribute to his dad, shouts out the Young Bucks and all that other stuff, and then he points to Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns kind of has this look on his face, like, here we go again. This is where we were last year and everything like that. So, from my understanding, it looks like it's going to be a rematch between Reigns and Rhodes, which is really, really kind of what we wanted, But a lot of people have that in the back of their mind that, if Reigns wins again, now it's really gone too far. In my opinion, if Roman beats Cody again at WrestleMania, they've wasted Cody's entire career since he's returned by not giving him a championship run, and this whole thing with Roman Reigns has kind of run its course. And it really ran its course last year, but I really don't understand what the long-term goal is. Now, because Cody's going to be facing Roman Reigns, the onus now is going to be on this whole situation going on with Seth Rollins. He's hurt, but he's not going to be wrestling, so it's like, okay, I guess that makes sense. He could be going up against CM Punk. He could be going up against Gunther. Who knows? Who knows where Seth Rollins' storyline is going to go from here? And the same thing with the women's championship. Like, I'd be very surprised if Io Sky and Bayley are going to be the main event for WrestleMania this year as well. Because I don't think Bayley would challenge Rhea Ripley, but then again, that kind of leaves that whole Rhea Ripley thing o open, because now she really doesn't have an opponent going into WrestleMania. Could be Becky, could be I don't even know if it's going to be Jade, because Jade's on NXT. It could be anybody really. They could bring in, could be Liv Morgan. I don't think it's I was surprised that Raquel Rodriguez was not in the Royal Rumble. I don't know if she's hurt or not, because I knew Liv Morgan was, but and then of course I heard about Liv Morgan getting arrested and things like that. So anyway, but the Royal Rumble matches were pretty good. There was no shocking return. There was no shocking debut. To be honest, in both of the Rumble matches, it was mainly just call-ups from NXT. Like, I think the only return that I saw in the men's match was Andrade. That was really it. Braun Breaker came out. I thought that was kind of cool and things like that, but nothing really that stood out to me really at all from the men's match. There was no shocking return. There was no shocking debut or anything like that. So the only shock to me was the fact that Cody Rhodes ended up winning it. So, it was kind of a lackluster rumble for that. It was still good. but it was just kind of underwhelming to say the least. Like I said, I thought the women's match was way better. It had a little bit more drama and a little bit more of moments of clarity and things like that. And I'm on it, and I'm anxious to see where they go with this. Now that Bayley's won the Royal Rumble, where she's going to go from here? You know, is this going to be the end of Damage Control, or is Bayley going to revert back to her? Is Bayley going to revert back to being a baby face? You know, who knows? But I'm anxious to see that. I'm more excited to see what they do with Bayley now that she won than I am to see with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Speaking of Roman Reigns, Roman Reigns defends the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship against LA Knight, AJ Styles, and Randy Orton in a fatal four-way match. This match was pretty good too. This was a pretty good match. It had a slow build at the beginning, but it turned out into a slugfest. But Roman Reigns walks away again, obviously, because they can't have him lose, you know, because they're building for WrestleMania and things like that. But for Reigns to win it in a way, the way that he did made sense because they're trying to stack the deck against him in a way. Like having him go up against, if you look at his entire run as the Universal Champion, he's never had to face more than two guys, except the main event at WrestleMania in 2021 when he fought Daniel Bryan and Edge. That was it. You know, that's the only time he's fought multiple guys at one time. And, you know, for the title and everything like that. So for him to face three guys who kind of all have agendas against him and things like that, it was interesting to see that. It was going to be interesting to see that how they were going to go from here because I honestly thought on that SmackDown when it was the triple threat match between LA Knight, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles to see who was going to face Roman Reigns at the Rumble, I honestly thought it was going to be like Randy Orton would win that match, and then AJ and LA would go into the Rumble, or then one of them would win it, and then they would all go off and go do WrestleMania again, and things like that. That would have been such a cool thing. It would have been such a cool moment for the one of those two guys. I would have had AJ do it because I think AJ would have needed a win like that because out of all the things he's done in WWE, and a lot of people have said that AJ's had a Hall of Fame career in WWE. I mean, shit, I think he's had a Hall of Fame career in three different companies, whether it's TNA, whether it's Japan, or what is it, IWGP, or in here in WWE, because, I mean, shit, he debuted at the Royal Rumble, and he's had a Hall of Fame, and I think he's had a Hall of Fame career, WWE champion, Undisputed champion, you know, Intercontinental champion, you know, the guy has been doing a good job since he's been here, so I think the only thing left would to either win the Royal Rumble or Money in the Bank. So, you know, who knows? AJ Styles is no doubt a Hall of Famer, but this match was really good. The fact that Roman Reigns had to fight all four, you know, despite the interference again from Solo Sikoa, you know, that was unfortunate that they did something like that. But, you know, Reigns goes in there, cleans house, proves he's still the man, you know. And does a smart thing that's what you should do. Let those other three guys, you know, kick the shit out of each other, and then when the time is right, I'll take them out one. I'll pick them off one at a time. So, and that's really what happened. So Roman Reigns comes away with the win in a pretty good match. They had a lot of high spots and they had a lot of high moments where you thought Roman Reigns was going to lose, especially LA Knight, man. How many fucking close calls did he have? So. You know, that's pretty good, man. It's pretty entertaining to see a match like that, you know, when you're on the edge of your seat, you know, throughout the entire way and things like that, you know. Even though it's a foregone conclusion as far as Roman Reigns winning, it was still interesting to see that, you know, there is someone who can probably take that spot. So who knows where we go from here. I'm assuming that we're not gonna this is gonna be the end of this Roman Reigns thing with LA Knight and AJ and Randy and things like that as we got to get ready for WrestleMania, so it's going to revert back to Cody. But, you know, we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. And then the last match they showed was it wasn't the last match they showed, but the last match we're going to talk about is the United States Championship match between Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. This was a good match. For what it was pretty good. It wasn't as dramatic as Logan Paul Roman Reigns, but it still was an entertaining match. It proved that Logan Paul is really, really starting to get serious about his WWE career. You know, I can't say anything enough about that guy. He's really, really taking this seriously. He had a tremendous match against Kevin Owens. I'm a little upset that Kevin Owens didn't win. Well, technically he did win, but he won via disqualification and things like that. And it's crazy that the way the match ended, so to speak, and things like that. So, you know, they had the guy come out there with the brass knucks, but he gets caught. And then instead of that guy giving Logan Paul the brass knucks, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory come out to give him the brass knucks, and then KO stops it. KO puts on the brass knucks and hits Logan Paul, and but the referees does see that, but doesn't see Logan Paul struggling with the brass knuckles or anything like that. So disqualification happens, and now Logan Paul is still the United States champion. But I gotta give big props to that match. It was really good. It exceeded my expectations because I thought it was just gonna be kind of like a lackluster match. Like they kind of just threw it on there so they could have more matches on the card. But it was pretty good. It was really good to see that. So, you know, Logan Paul, hope, you know, supposedly he signed a new deal with WWE to take it more. The rumor is he's going to take it as seriously as his boxing career, and that's going to say something, because for that guy to kind of have like the Brock Lesnar schedule to kind of do this and then to kind of go back to boxing and everything like that, you know, we'll see what happens. But he's improved so much in the year, in the 18 months or the 2 years that he's been with WWE, and now that he's a title holder, you know, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and he's being pushed to the moon because of who he is, but he backs it up in the ring. And you know, you can't be mad at him for being that good in the ring. You can only he's you love to hate him and you hate to love him at the same time. You hate the fact that he's actually good in the ring, but you love the fact that he's such a dislikable personality that he makes a good heel. So, I mean, Logan Paul, you know, he's really impressed me in a lot of ways. You know, I was never a fan of his, but you know, all these matches that he's had in WWE, they've been really, really good, and sometimes they've even stole the show. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Logan Paul going into WrestleMania as the United States champion. But anyways, guys, that's gonna go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about the Royal Rumble. Did you enjoy it? What are your takeaways from it? Are you ready for WrestleMania? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Tonight was Royal Rumble. Tomorrow night will be the NFL Conference Championship round, which is the last round before the Super Bowl. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.